We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring, majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants. Generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Hello and welcome, good-hearted viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. For uplifting programming, please join us in Europe. Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hopper 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. In Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. In Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band. In the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hopbird 6. In Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, Asiasat 5 and Asiasat 3S. In North America, Galaxy 19. In Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 91 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basakan Bafut. In Bafoussam, Channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Verde. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. In Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV. In Provincia del Maipo, Buin, Paine. In San Bernardo, Galera de Tango, Channel 62 on TVO TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cablevá TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaceta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company, and Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company, in Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company, in Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company, in Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. in Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal, and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora, and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cable Visión de Occidente. In Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado. In Distrito Central, Buenos Aires, Provincia de Punta Arenas, Channel 62 on Cable Brunca TV.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Exito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cable Visión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cable Visión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan City, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbater Teleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzorg in Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Hotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senshan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In the Philippines, in Aklan Province, in Tike Province, and Boracay Island, Cable 112 on Calibo Cable TV Network. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcasts, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Iraqi refugees are given free help with legal issues involved in resettlement. In ecology news, the AfriCat Foundation of Namibia is honoured for its conservation efforts. In animal news, the red-crested tree rat makes an appearance in Colombia after 113 years. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, July 2nd, acclaimed Portuguese poet Miss Sofia de Mello Brainer Anderson is remembered. Born in 1919 in Oporto, Portugal, she passed away on this day in 2004. Miss Anderson is recognized as one of the country's very significant 20th century poets. She also wrote novels, children's literature, and essays. In 1999, she received the Camões Prize, the most important literary accolade for work in the Portuguese language. In 2003, she was honored with the Queen Sofia Prize for her exceptional talent and contribution to humanity. May Miss Sofia de Mello Brainer Anderson's brilliant creativity and thoughtfulness continue to be appreciated for many generations.
Fly-in news. Tropical storm Arlene inundates Mexico. Tropical storm Arlene made landfall on the Mexican Gulf Coast at near hurricane strength, bringing strong winds and heavy rains across eastern Mexico on Thursday, June 30th. Rains from Arlene, which is the first named storm of the 2011 Atlantic hurricane season, affected the states of Veracruz, San Luis Potosí, Tamaulipas, Hidalgo, Puebla, and Querétaro. Although there were pronounced effects in some areas, coastal towns appear to have escaped serious damage from the initial storm. The storm weakened to a depression by evening, with heavy downpours continuing in central and northeastern regions. Officials in cities anticipating the storm had prepared by closing schools and mobilizing emergency medical units, as the nation's navy and army were dispatched to set up evacuation shelters. Our appreciation, Mexican officials and navy and army personnel, for your safety initiatives. May heaven protect the Mexican people as we strive to alleviate such weather extremities through our eco-caring actions.
People injured as quake jolts central Japan. On Thursday morning, June 30th, central Nagano Prefecture was rattled by a 5.4 magnitude tremor, with Matsumoto and Yamagata especially affected. At least 13 people were injured, 5 of them seriously. Centered some 170 kilometers northwest of Tokyo, the severity of the shaking caused cracks to appear in the 16th century Matsumoto Castle, listed as a national treasure of Japan, as well as the former Kaiichi School in Matsumoto, designated an important cultural property. However, there were no immediate reports of major damage. The earthquake was followed by aftershocks of magnitudes 5.1 and 3.9, with the Japan Meteorological Agency saying that more are likely in the coming week.
Our appreciation, all officials and personnel working to ensure the safety of residents in the quake-stricken area. We pray for the smooth recuperation of the injured, and that such dangerous events may soon be a thing of the past, as humanity's gentler ways help stabilize the ecosphere.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
muốn tìm kho trời đâu sẵn có, tung khắp núi rừng nó ẩn hài chiêm. Khi ta nhìn trong trời đông lạnh gió, phần ăn ngon bộ cho đám mèo hoang ốm đòi lang thang. Sống lén lút trong miếu đền hoang cổ, ngày nắng đêm mưa tiêu tùy.
Still save the planet. Day 571. Be vegan. Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Citizens speak out. As people join to demand that their governments change both policies and constitutions to provide greater freedom and democratic participation, they continue to gather in countries such as Bahrain, Greece, Jordan, Libya, Morocco, Syria, and Yemen.
Bahrain.
On Thursday, June 30th, the government pledged that the UN Commission investigating allegations of human rights abuses will be granted access to official files and will also be allowed to meet witnesses in secret to help minimize the tensions that have grown between the government, its security forces, and pro-democracy Bahraini protesters.
Thousands of Bahraini citizens on both Thursday and Friday held new rallies calling for reform and the release of all detainees, with Tehran Times reporting that one person died from injuries sustained when he was hit by a stun grenade. Jordan. Around 1,500 people rallied in Amman and across Jordan to protest this week's decision by Parliament clearing Prime Minister Maruf Bakit of gambling casino-related corruption charges, clashing with police as they demanded the Prime Minister's resignation and the dissolution of the lower house of Parliament.
Morocco. As Moroccans voted Friday on constitutional reforms that would transfer some of the absolute power held by the monarch to the people, several political parties supported the initiative, while many protesters voted against it, with some calling for a boycott of the vote, as they stated that the proposed amendments do not go far enough and will not eliminate corruption.
Yemen. As thousands of citizens rallied on Thursday in western Hodeidah province, clashes erupted with security forces, causing at least 30 protesters to be injured, some critically. A massive demonstration was also held in Taiz Thursday to protest attacks by the military and general insecurity in the city. On Friday, rallies were organized by citizens both for and against the still-absent Yemeni president, Ali Abdullah Saleh, who has not addressed the nation since being injured in an attack on the presidential palace June 3rd. An estimated 250,000 pro-democracy citizens in the capital, Sana'a, called for an immediate transitional presidential council as they gathered with the protection of defected General Ali Mazen Alamar's troops, while tens of thousands of others expressed their loyalty to President Saleh, as well as his sons and his nephews, who hold key military posts.
Syria. On Friday, as hundreds of thousands of protesters rallied nationwide calling for Syrian President Bashar al-Assad to leave, at least 11 died and others wounded in crackdowns by security forces operating in Homs, Idlib province, Damascus, and Latakia. Meanwhile, in the northwest, where violence from government forces had resulted in two citizens' deaths Thursday, protesters were again met by Syrian army gunfire on Friday, with at least three more killed in the Jabal al-Zawiya region near Turkey. Also on Friday, U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said that she was disheartened by the violence, cautioning that the Syrian government will face even more organized resistance unless it follows through with real democratic reforms.
With sadness for those who have perished and are suffering, we pray for the ceasing of turmoil in every nation so that people throughout the globe may coexist side by side in freedom, dignity, and peace.
Capsized boat crew survives 3 weeks in ocean following two severe tremors that the boat's skipper said struck from below the sea. Seven of a total 12 Indonesian sailors were able to endure 23 days in the water off the coast of West Java after their boat capsized. Without a life raft, the survivors clung to the hull of the overturned vessel, consuming only seawater for nearly 3 weeks until they were discovered Monday, June 27th, by the Indonesian ship MV Kimi Wijaya. They were taken to a hospital in Pemalang for treatment. We are touched by the sailors' courage and perseverance. With condolences for the loss of cherished lives, we wish the surviving crew members a swift recovery in the loving company of family and friends.
Save our planet. Droughts increasing toll around the planet. In the African countries of Djibouti, Ethiopia, Kenya, and Somalia, more than 8 million people are short of food as the region faces the worst drought in living memory. Southern Somalia is stricken with the highest rate of malnutrition, with 1 in 3 children who are acutely undernourished, while in Kenya, more than 2.4 million people are in critical need of humanitarian aid. The USA has also been touched by drought, with Texas enduring her worst dry spell since record-keeping began 116 years ago, and farmers in the state of Georgia watching their corn and cotton crops fail as fields turn into dust bowls and rivers dwindle. Half of Mexico is also enduring high temperatures and drought conditions, impacting agriculture and sparking wildfires. Europe, too, is enduring a historic drought throughout much of the north, even in areas that had previously enjoyed abundant rain. Recent rains were welcomed in England, but may have come too late for wheat, as the average yield is expected to be the lowest in decades. We are deeply saddened to know of the suffering faced by so many people. Our sincere prayers that such climate calamities soon cease and harmonious weather patterns are restored as we adopt lifestyles that allow Mother Earth to revive.
Save our planet. Meeting at the end of June 2011 in Buenos Aires, Argentina, 11 Latin American countries announced their support for an international agreement that calls for a complete ban on commercial whaling, with research activities permitted only if the whale is not harmed.
Save Our Planet. U.S. experts on June 29, 2011, warned that extreme weather will continue to increase if greenhouse gas emissions are not stabilized, as the nation reports some of the most intense recent droughts, storms, tornadoes, wildfires, and flooding ever seen on record.
Hi there, this is Lambert the Sheep. I'm following a delicious plant-based diet. I'm here to share a tip on a natural way to feel happier. Being out in the sun helps to raise serotonin levels. These are responsible for keeping mood and energy up. Please remember to protect against sunburn. Thanks a lot for being veg and going green to save the planet. And thank you for watching. Now the weather from around the world.
Humanitarian news. Iraqi refugees are given free help through an initiative started by United States law students. The Iraqi Refugee Assistance Project, or IRAP, was established by graduate students at Yale Law School in New York. The group provides guidance and support to Iraqis attempting to work their way through the legal system when trying to achieve resettlement. More than 400 Iraqi refugees have been helped by IRAP to immigrate to the United States, Canada, Australia, Germany, Ireland, and Sweden. Thanks to their legal expertise, IRAP has had a high success rate of winning over 90% of previously rejected cases. Our sincere appreciation, Iraqi Refugee Assistance Project, for your very important assistance. May all the immigrating families look forward to a bright future full of promise and happiness on a sustainable earth.
In ecology news, the AFRICAT Foundation is honored for its conservation efforts. In Daba 2011, which took place in Durban, South Africa, is a very popular travel and tourism show. It awarded the Best Wildlife Organization to the nonprofit, which has two centers in Namibia. AFRICAT has rescued and returned more than 1,000 large animals to the wild since its founding in 1992. The foundation is active in both conservation endeavors and education programs to share their awareness of protecting wildlife. Congratulations, AFRICAT, on your well-deserved accolades. May you continue your work of saving and enhancing precious lives.
Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring the AFRICAT Foundation for the Shining World Compassion Award and $10,000 with love and gratitude for their noble work.
Coming up on Noteworthy News, a tree rat is seen again after more than a century. We'll feed the birds and be right back. Please stay tuned for more responsible news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, heartwarming news for an encouraging world. In animal news, the red-crested tree rat makes an appearance in Colombia after 113 years. The charming red-haired rodent, last seen in 1898, showed up at the front door of an eco lodge at El Dorado Nature Reserve. The sweet animal was photographed for the first time and then calmly walked back into the forest of the protected nature reserve. What a pleasant surprise welcome visitor! May the incredible rediscovery of the red-crested tree rat be accompanied by more auspicious returns of other beautiful species, bringing messages of hope for humanity and our planet.
Now let's listen to a joke told in Polish entitled, Boss.
Szef do pracownika. Idź i podlej rośliny. Pracownik. Właśnie pada deszcz. Szef. I co z tego? Weź parasol i idź.
And now for our viewers' heartline on Rabia Aladawiya, Iraqi Sufi saint of divine love, which was featured on Vegetarian Elite. This program can also be accessed in our online archives.
Allah willing, I love this great woman. May Allah love her eternally and may she live next to Prophet Muhammad. Peace be upon him in paradise. Raja.
Loving Raja, thank you for your beautiful message. Rabia Aladawiya was a great enlightened saint. We pray such divine beings continue to grace and uplift our world for eons to come. May Allah bless you and all the seekers of truth with inner bliss and harmony.
Do you have a heartline today? We would be delighted to hear your heartlines and stories from your area. Please send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit www.suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for spending time with us on Noteworthy News.
May celestial peace and love be bestowed upon you.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
The world's longest cross-sea bridge opens in China's Shandong province, built to be both earthquake and typhoon-proof as it spans over 42 kilometers across Jiaozuo Bay and can carry 30,000 vehicles between Qingdao City and Huangdao District each day.
Safely back in France, journalists Hervé Guesquier and Stéphane Toponier report that although they were confined, they never received death threats, nor were they ever hit during their 18-month detainment in Afghanistan.
A study by Canadian scientists published in the June 2011 edition of Journal of American Epidemiology finds that moderate daily sun exposure for women can reduce the incidence of breast cancer by up to 50%.
During a commemoration of the 7th Shia Imam Musa bin Jafar al-Qadim's passing, Iraq's President Jalal Talabani encourages all faiths and people to continue transcending differences and unite in peace for a free and prosperous country.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, and companies everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.